Hey, Gail, how are you doing today?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Hey, what's going on? You know, I got the email from you yesterday.
Yes.
And I know that so I wanted to get you on the air. Of course, Gail's with the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center.
She knows the difference in this blood here.
What? What are you going to ask her?
It says on this write-up that we've got on plantanswers.com, it's got a beautiful picture of the blood mobile, and it talks about what's the difference. And then it says, when you donate whole blood, your blood is taken to the blood laboratory where the red blood cells are separated from the plasma. This requires a manual secondary handling by a lab technician. Dual red blood cell apheresis separates the red blood cells from the plasma while your blood is being drawn. So is there a different procedure? I mean...
Dual red blood cell means you can donate 2 units of red blood cell at the same time, and the plasma and platelets and the rest of the components are returned to you while you're donating. So there's no secondary handling.
Oh.
Huh.
So you can you have to request
16 weeks. I'm sorry?
You have to request which...
You have to meet specific requirements. You have to weigh a little more, and you have to have a good high hemoglobin.
Oh, okay.
How's your hemoglobin, Jerry?
What about going to South Africa in the last 6 months? Well, would that knock you out of the deal?
Well, travel restrictions are so varied, it's probably best not to get into that over the phone. But I will say that we are in a critical blood shortage right now. So we really do appreciate all those who have come out and donated today.
Okay.
And we'd like people to continue to donate over the weekend. We'll be open on Sunday at the blood center, and we'll be open on Monday. I know that's a holiday for some people, so maybe they can come by and make a donation.
Yeah, now, and talk to folks about how long it takes and how easy it is.
It's really very easy. Most of the time you're spent filling out the paperwork that Jerry's talking about. And then you're screened. We find out what your iron level is, what your temperature is. And as much as we need the blood, we're going to take care of you as a donor. So we want to see if you are capable of donating. Fill out some questions. And the actual blood donation process only takes about 5 to 10 minutes. So you can be in and out in about an hour.
And the wet weather part isn't helping with the critical nature of blood, is it?
No, it sure won't. And if we start getting freezing rain, then nobody will show up to donate. But patients still need their treatments.
Yeah.
Surgeries still have to take place. The need for blood goes on.
And so folks can come out here. We're going to be here from till 2.
Right.
And then tell them where your offices are, too, if they want to come on Monday or another day.
Right. Probably the best thing they could do is check our website, which is southtexasblood.org. But our headquarters is open on Sunday from noon to 5, and we're at 6211 IH-10 West. It's at IH-10 and Vance Jackson.
Okay.
And then we'll be open all day Monday, too.
Well, maybe since there's such a critical blood shortage, you know, y'all can make an exception and take Calvin's blood, and then... If the patient really needed it, you could show them Calvin's picture and say, you can have this transfusion at your own risk. You see, kind of make it as a, you know.
I don't think they do that.
They don't do that?
No. Sorry.
I think that would help if you put a picture of the donor on every blood bag. You know, don't you think that would be kind of added a little touch?
Just so you knew.
That nice personal touch. Well, I'll bring that up with management and see what they think about that, Jerry.
No, tell them to call us.
She's done this show enough that she knows how to get rid of Jerry. All right, well, again, we mentioned the blood supplies are critically low. We need your help to come on out. Milberger's is giving a gift certificate, a $10 gift certificate to anybody that gives blood or even goes through the process for some reason.
That's why
Calvin goes in there and does it each time.
And
appropriate as it is, the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center has umbrellas that they're giving away today.
That's right.
Free if you give blood.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Well, Gail, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
You
have a good day.
Bye-bye.